Those of us that have come under the sound of the gospel, those of us who have been privileged to come under the sound of the gospel and experienced its power in our lives, we can relate to that song. You know, the preaching of the cross, it's foolishness to the world, but to those of us that are saved, it's the power of God. And it's still the power of God to everyone that believes. It's still the power of God. You can experience the power of God through the gospel if you'll believe. You know, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. People need to hear. There's a lot of confusing information out there today. We are bombarded by wrong information. People are deceived. There are a lot of false prophets that have gone out into the world, Jesus said. A lot. There's a lot of them still here today. They are proclaiming things that are not true about Jesus, about the cross, about the power of God, about the Holy Spirit, about the Trinity, about the church. I mean, there's a lot of false doctrines. A lot of deceivers have gone out into the world. And we're very fortunate that we've come under the sound of the truth. I am thoroughly convinced that we proclaim the truth. We adhere to the Word of God. We listen to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps us to understand truth, and we are very privileged. We believe that the Holy Spirit accompanies our gospel. That it's more than just rhetoric, it's more than just words. There's the power of God involved in it. We experience that when we get saved. We have experienced that when we got saved. It's not just words on a page. It's not just some preacher talking to us. Not just words. There's power behind it. And we experience that deep down in our souls. See, if man can convince you of something, another man can come along and convince you of something else. There must be power associated with the gospel. And we experience that. It's a reality to us. And we believe in that power. We give way to that power. We allow room for the power of the Holy Spirit. We encourage you to experience more than just religion. We don't want you to just trust in some system of doctrine. We want you to trust in the Savior. And when you trust in the Savior, you'll experience the power that we're talking about. We're talking about transforming, regenerating power that comes from on high. We believe in being born from above. We believe in the power of God. God's Holy Spirit coming in direct contact with your spirit. That's what the word regeneration means. We believe in the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. In other words, we believe that you must experience God's Holy Spirit coming in contact with your human spirit. And listen, friend, when that happens, you know it. Okay? You'll know that you've just passed from death unto life. You'll know that you've just experienced a spiritual resurrection. You'll know something about a transformation. You'll know about the regeneration because it's something that happens to you deep down in your soul. That's being saved. Now, there's a lot of religions in the world that say you can bypass that. That's not necessary. I mean, it's okay if you have it. But it's not necessary. It is necessary. You're not saved unless you have that. Jesus said you must. Everybody say must. You must. You must be born again. You have to experience the work of the Holy Spirit in your heart and life. You have to experience cleansing. All the prophets, all the preachers, all of the scriptures point us to a cleansing where our sins are washed away. Though your sins be as scarlet, the prophet Isaiah said they can be what? White as snow. There's a cleansing, there's a washing that comes because back then they trusted in the promise of the Redeemer coming. He's already came. He died on the cross of Calvary. He resurrected on the third day. He ascended to glory. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and He's alive. He interacts with us. He makes intercessions for us. He sends His Spirit to empower His gospel and to convict men of their sins. Praise God. Y'all know about that? He told us, I will send the Comforter, and He will reprove men of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment to come. Have you experienced that? Where the Holy Spirit comes and visits you and reproves you and convicts you of sin, of judgment, of your need of imputed righteousness? I'm thankful I experienced that. I know something about the convicting of the Holy Ghost. And the convicting of the Holy Ghost is very present and powerful thing in the church today. I'm glad it's that way. We need God to show up. It's more than just our persuasion. It's more than just the persuasion that comes through the church. There's the power of God necessary in regenerating and saving lost souls. A lot of wrong information out there. People don't know how to be saved today. And Christianity's all out of whack. Have you noticed? I mean, people are trusting. They're trusting with the carnal mind. The carnal mind is enmity with God. It's not even subject unto the law of God. You've got to have something come on the scene and work deep down in your soul. Without that, you'll never know the Lord. You won't know the Lord. Oh, you can have some kind of human... mental, intellectual comprehension of the things of God, but you need a work of God in your soul. You need a work of grace in your heart. Without that, you won't know the Lord. You've got to have the holiness that comes from on high. Without that holiness, you will not see the Lord, the Bible says. You've got to have that work of God in your heart, in your life. I was studying a few weeks ago about the warfare, the spiritual warfare that we are engaged in. And it's intense. Satan is striving to blind the minds of people lest the light of the glorious gospel should shine in their what? Shine in their hearts, Paul said. He's blinding their minds. He's deluding the mind. He's deceiving the mind. And we are working against, we are warring against principalities and powers and rulers in the dark places. The spiritual powers of evil are keeping people from coming to the Lord, blinding their minds. Folks, we need the light of the glorious gospel to shine. Jesus is that light. We've had testimony after testimony of people that have come to this church that have been deceived. People that were part of religion, they were part of churches, they had been baptized, they had been on a church roll, they grew up going to Sunday school, they learned some things about the Bible and about Jesus, but they didn't know the Lord. And they can testify this morning. We had a good testifying service last Sunday night, and they could testify of the work of God. There was one lady that came to this church, and she said she had been baptized in just about every church in Hendersonville until she came here and got saved, or in among us. Isn't that glorious? That people can come to the right place and hear the right stuff and get fixed, find the Lord. What a blessing it is. What a blessing it is. I don't know, maybe you have something on your heart this morning. I'm glad I'm saved. You know, because what I have, the assurance that I have, comes from God. It didn't come from man. It didn't come from religion. It didn't come from a system of doctrines. It came directly from the Savior. Amen? That's how I know I'm saved. Yeah, His Spirit bears witness with my spirit that I'm a child of God. That's what the Bible says has to happen. And it happened to me. Praise God. And if you don't have that, I want to encourage you to seek the Lord with all your heart. Listen, if you're not saved, if you're deceiving people, God knows. Maybe you've deceived yourself. That's okay, okay? As long as you come to the realization that you're deceived and you do something about it. People here have admitted that they've deceived themselves or they've been deceived. Look, if you've been deceived, come to the Lord. Maybe you're confused. Maybe you don't know where you stand with God. I serve a God that can let you know. Amen. Yeah. He can straighten all that out for you. He's a God that wants you to know where you stand with Him. And He can fix that up for you. You might say, well, you know, if I go to another church, they will take me through counseling. Listen to me carefully, okay? There are some things that go on in the souls of men that counseling of men cannot fix. It takes the work of God. You need to know this thing because God has revealed it to you. Jesus said, those that love Him, He'll come and He will manifest Himself to them. He will reveal Himself unto you. And praise God, He does that for everyone who is really saved. That's what I believe. Now, I know we've got a dualism that exists in Christianity where they say you don't have to have that. You can go to heaven without it. I'm telling you, you can't. You can't go to heaven without it. You have to have everybody say revealed. You must have a revealed knowledge of Jesus Christ, where He atones for your sins and gives you eternal life. If you don't have that, you've got to get that to go to heaven. How sad. How sad it is for so many people to be religious, to really, I believe they're sincere, they're trying, they're doing their best, but they're limited concerning their spiritual knowledge. They don't really know the Lord. They're working to get into heaven. Listen, it's not by works. It's not by works of righteousness. It is by God's grace. By God's grace that we're saved. Not of us. It's of Him. You need a work of grace. Well, somebody said you might go to Victory Church and hear two or three sermons from Pastor Tim. Well, that's true. You just might. We're worried about people, aren't we? Amen. Knowing the Lord and finding the Lord. That's the most important thing. You know, and we are just a beacon of light in a very, very dark religious world. Trying to point people to the cross. And you've got to go to the cross for yourself. Listen, you've got to find the Lord for yourself. Nobody can repent for you. You've got to repent yourself. Nobody can put faith in Jesus for you. You've got to put faith in Jesus for yourself. You've got to know the Lord for yourself. Person can't guide you into those deep, mystical, transcending spiritual matters. You've got to go there alone. Jesus said there's a gate, and it's a very narrow gate. A gate that only you can go through, and you've got to go through alone. And if you go through the straight and narrow gate, and you experience the life of the glorious kingdom of Jesus Christ, you're going to have to unpack some baggage. People sometimes have to unload some religious baggage. And admit that they have been trusting in a system of religion rather than the Savior. You know, if you don't denounce the deception, you'll never know the Savior. You have to denounce the deception. Right? You can't trust in a system and the Savior. You can't trust in works and grace. You've got to have one or the other. There's only one way. And it's Jesus. He is the way and the only way. He is the truth. He's the only truth. He is the life. And He is the only one who gives us eternal life. If you get eternal life, you got to get it from Jesus. You got to get it from Jesus. Oh, well. We're going to pray. We're going to have an altar prayer. All that will. Let's come to the altar. Let's have prayer. Go ahead, come on, let's come to the altar and have an altar prayer. You know what? I've been going to church for a long time. I've seen God do some fabulous things, phenomenal things. He is still with His church. His Spirit is still with us. And you know what? You can sit there at your seat. You can come in this altar. You can find the Lord. And you'll know when you find the Lord. You'll know when you've escaped damnation. You'll know when the condemnation is gone. Amen? You'll know when the burden's lifted. When it shifts off you onto the Savior, you'll know when righteousness, the righteousness of Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, has flooded your soul. You'll know. You'll know. Listen, God's Holy Spirit coming in direct contact with your spirit, it can't happen without you knowing it. Just can't. That's impossible. I mean, that's the only thing that makes sense. Now, around here, we talk a lot about a time and a place, don't we? Because we remember when it happened. I mean, there was a change. We went from being a child of the devil, and we became a child of God. Wow! We were born from above. Our sins were washed away. The righteousness of Jesus was laid to our account. We were justified by faith and we had peace with God. Wow! Man, this thing is real. The power of God, the presence of God, the saving work of God, it's real. Being redeemed is real. It's a real work. It goes on in each individual that turns from sin and puts their faith in the Savior. And you, listen friend, you've got to have that. Children, listen to me, you've got to have that. You know, here at our church, we wait for God to do a work in our children and our grandchildren, to where they can look us in the eye and tell us that they know for themselves that they have passed from death into life. And we let God do it. And we stand back and we tell them, whatever it takes, you find the Lord. Whatever it takes, come to the Lord. Seek Him as long as it takes. But make sure that you know for yourself that you're a child of God. Make sure you've experienced the work of grace in your own life. Children, you got to know for yourself. And you can know. You can look your parents in the eye and tell them, I know. I know. I know I'm saved. Isn't that glorious? Man, there's no amount of money that can be put on that. It's priceless. And that's what we anticipate as parents, right? I mean, that's what we're looking for. Children, for you to know for yourself. Don't let anybody deceive you. Don't let somebody tell you you're saved. Only God can tell you you're saved. I know there's a lot of Roman road evangelism that's gone on for a number of years. And even the Southern Baptists have finally come out and admitted people are not really getting saved. Their lives have not been changed. Listen, my friend, when you get saved, your life will be changed. Amen. There's fruit. Amen. And you can know. You can know by the fruit whether or not it's legitimate. And even the corporate leaders of the Southern Baptist Convention have finally come to the conclusion that their way or system of evangelism of just simply reading to somebody the way a prayer or having them sign a card isn't changing people's lives. You know why it doesn't change people's lives? Because that's not the way. You've got to repent. You've got to put faith in Jesus Christ, and when you repent, repent, and when you put faith in Jesus Christ, you'll experience the work of the Holy Ghost deep down in your soul. And He comes in, He don't leave. You become a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen? I mean, old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. I mean, your life is rearranged. It's transformed. It's changed. It's real, folks. I can tell you, some of the folks in this room would probably be in jail if God didn't save them. There's no telling where they would be, what kind of life they would be living if it wasn't for the saving work of God. I'm telling you, folks, when you get saved, God comes into your life, He changes your life, and He recreates your life. Is it real? Amen. Man, there's no telling where I'd be today if it wasn't for God saving me. I'm so glad I'm saved. You know, and He keeps me. I mean, that grace is there, right? Working in my heart and my life. Sanctifying me and keeping me. I'm kept by the power of God. Folks, I don't keep myself saved. I'm kept by the power of God. You know, so you can't even keep yourself. You've got to have the power of God coming into your life, or you can't even stay saved. Oh, but when the power of God comes into your life, He keeps you. We're kept by the power of God into salvation, ready to be revealed in the last day. Amen? That work He began in us, He's going to keep doing till the day of His redemption. Amen? That thing He started in us, He's going to keep doing in us until He comes back in power and great glory. Oh, me. I know we live in a perplexing and confusing world, but God is still on His throne. And anyone, I'm convinced, just like Peter, anyone who really fears God, who really wants to know about the saving work of God, like Cornelius, God will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way for you to hear. Somebody like me, I believe I'm telling you the truth. I mean, listen, it's the only thing that really makes sense. Somebody telling you that God does it. I mean, that you can believe that. You can believe that. That is worthy of believing and putting your confidence in. Somebody telling you that this work is the work of God and God does it. They don't tell that everywhere. Not all preachers preach that. Come on, folks. They don't. They try to help God. Or they try to help the Holy Spirit. Well, let me share something with you. God don't need your help. The Holy Spirit is quite capable of saving folks. The Holy Spirit is capable of convicting folks. Yeah. This is the work of God. It's the work of God. It is the Lord that does the saving. He said, I will have mercy on whom I'll have mercy. I'll have compassion upon whom I'll have compassion. It was that way in the Old Testament. It's that way in the New Testament. And it's that way today. God does the saving. If you get mercy, you're going to have to get it from God. If you get grace, you're going to have to get it from God. Amen? Now, this is important. It is the most important thing you'll ever hear. It is the most important thing you'll ever hear. That the work of Jesus Christ on the cross to remove the sins that keep you from going into the presence of a holy God is available to you if you'll turn from your sins and you'll put your faith in Him. If you'll believe with all of your heart, He will save you. Call upon the Lord from the heart. He'll save you right where you stand. You can get saved right where you're at. Y'all believe that? Yeah. Yeah, you can get saved right where you're at. Right now. Now look, there are, I mentioned earlier, there are spiritual forces that are fighting us, and they're fighting us intently. And they'll try to get you to doubt. The world will try to get you to doubt. The Holy Spirit is trying to draw you into faith, to get you to put your faith in Jesus Christ. The Word of God is the Word of faith which we preach, and it wants to swell up in your soul to the point of salvation, that you might have believing faith, that you might have saving faith. God is wanting that to happen. The devil is wanting something else to happen, wanting you to go out of this church house lost, wanting you to continue to doubt, wanting you to procrastinate and put it off to some other time, some other day, some other circumstance, some other situation. But listen, my friend, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Amen. Right now. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. And I believe you can get saved right now. Get this thing settled. I mean, nailed down. Amen? I mean, go down a sinner and come up a saint. Is that possible? Yeah, that publican that went to the temple, he wasn't so much as lift up his eyes, but he smote upon his breast and he said, God! Now he went to church. He went to church, but he prayed. He called upon the Lord. He said, God! And that's the sinner's prayer. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And that man, Jesus said, went home justified. Saved. You can go home saved today. You can go home saved today. You can nail this thing down right now. Now I know the devil's saying, no, you can't today. It'll be like the last time. It didn't work last time. It won't work today. Quit listening to the demonic forces and listen to the Word of God. Listen to the Spirit of God. God wants to save you today. To redeem you. Forgive you. Cleanse you. Make you a child of God. Wow! I mean, a miraculous work can take place in your soul. But you've got to come to God, and you've got to come to God directly. Oh, I'm glad I went that night. I tell you what, I went down that night, and I was going to nail that thing down. I didn't care how long it took. Man, I needed the Lord. I couldn't go on any longer. I needed the Lord. I needed the Lord now. Needed Him now. Couldn't keep going like I was going. My sins were too weighty and too heavy. The conviction was too great. I needed a Savior and I needed Him now. And I went to the cross and I looked on Him whom I had pierced, and I believed in the saving of my soul. And that burden, y'all remember what happened? That burden of sin, man, it lifted off of me and it was gone. I mean, my head popped up off the altar. I just popped up. I'm like, that was it. That was it. That's it. That's God. God redeeming me. God saving me. God forgiving me. I knew what had just happened to me. And you can know it happened. You can know that it happened to you too. Well, I want us to pray. God, oh man, I didn't mean to preach. I'm burdened. I'm burdened for the lost. Aren't you? You know what? Do you remember the day He saved you? Oh man, the day He washed you and made you whiter than snow. He lifted the sin debt from you, made you a child of God. The Holy Spirit came in you. Remember that day? What a glorious day it was. I want that day to be a day for you that are lost today. I want today to be that day for you. Today, to be that day for you. Where you leave here justified in the sight of God and knowing that you're redeemed. Listen, if there's any doubt, any question in your mind, go to God, pray, call upon Him. He will answer. Amen? He'll answer. When you read the Bible repeatedly, over and over and over and over and over again, what you see is people having experiences with God. People having encounters with God. That is the thesis of Scripture. God having encounters with man and men having encounters with God. Don't miss that. God wants to have an encounter with you. And you know, when you get saved and you know things are well with you, and you can say like Paul, I'm ready. You know, no matter what happens, I'm ready. And he knew his time of departure was at hand. He said, I'd fought a good fight, and I've kept the faith. And he said, henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the righteous judge shall give me on that day, and not for me only, but for all those that love his appearing. Ready. To be absent from the body is to be what? To be what? Present with the Lord. We know where they're at. They are gathered with their people. I like that. That's the way the Old Testament talked about death. So-and-so died and was gathered to their people. Ah, just gathered to their people. Listen, if you should die right now, do you know where you'll spend eternity? Listen, listen to me. You know, death is sure. You know, you don't know when you're going to die. And we have young people that have died among us. We have older people and middle-aged people. And, you know, the only thing that can assure you of landing on the other side in heaven when you die is to be saved. This is a true and faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation. Jesus Christ came to save sinners. You've got to be a sinner before you can be saved. She's gone. Another one has passed over. I'll see her again. Amen? You know, there's a meeting place. Jesus said in John chapter 14, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll doubtless come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I'm going to be with the Lord. With others that are saved, I'm going to be with the redeemed. I'm going to sing the song of redemption. I know. It's not a hope so, think so, maybe so. I know I'm going to heaven. No, I'm going to heaven. You can know. You have to know. You must know. You can know today. Nail this thing down. I mean, just get right with God. Pour yourself out like water upon the dirt. Get right with God. Come to Jesus. Just come to Jesus. He said to the crowd that followed him on numerous occasions, come unto me. You got to go to Jesus. You can't go to a preacher, to an altar, to a church. You got to go to Jesus. Go to Jesus. Come to me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. And he said, I will. Everybody say, I will. I'll give you rest. The restlessness on the inside can only be removed by the Savior Jesus Christ, who said, I will give you rest. And He'll give you rest in your soul today. Let's call upon the Lord. Let's pray. Brother John Conyer, let's pray. God help us. If you're lost and undone, come to the cross. I want you to know that those of you that are confused, or those of you that are seeking the Lord, that we're praying for you. But I challenge you. I challenge you. Seek God out for yourself. If what you've got is good, it can endure the scrutiny. But if you come to God and you realize you have nothing, you better seek Him with all of your heart and get the real thing. My challenge is before you. Seek Him out for yourself. What have you got to lose? Oh, you've got everything to lose. You get this thing wrong. If you get this thing wrong, there's no making it right. It's final. Get this thing nailed down. Know the Lord. His presence can be felt. His presence is real. And you'll know when you've been in the presence of a holy God. Oh, you'll just know. I love you. I'm praying for you. I'm being as sincere as I possibly can and as concerned as I possibly can be. My door is always open. If you have any questions, if you ever want to talk to me privately, you know, you're welcome to do that. I'll be glad to take you through the Scriptures and show you how this thing works, how God works, how redemption works. I'm available. Others are available. But start the journey toward the Lord. And you'll come to know Him as I know Him.